My thoughts on the Pope going out, I think it was a very wise decision on his part. And a good example, you know, for the younger priests.
I personally feel that he's doing the right thing, but I know a lot of Catholics think it's kind of weird that he's retiring.
He did very well for the time he's been in, but now I realize his age, he seems to be needing to go, because we need somebody that can hold it together. And nowadays, it's a lot of work for them.
I think the outgoing Pope was a wonderful man. He did so much for our church. And I think in his leaving, we learn humility, that it's not about power or greed. It's about what God wants us to do and what's best for the church. And he stepped aside like a humble man. We hope that it just continues to be led by the Holy Spirit and that we do what God wants all of us to do and that the church continues.
Same thing. I'm very much excited for a new pope, and hopefully they will pick somebody that will be good.
I'm Bishop Peter Labashi, Bishop of the Diocese of Manchester. The one thing that people will all be looking for, and that's a universal, holiness. They will be looking for a pope who will be holy, who will be an image, an icon, and a personification of what it is to be in communion with God and to reflect what God really would want.
Holiness.
And a people person, and we'll keep the traditions of the church. So that's our hope.
And to be as connected as the past popes has, to continue to travel and be connected with the youth.
Someone who's personable, someone who can talk to people, is a good communicator. Is good with organizations, can manage, you know, and someone I think who has enough health and strength to, you know, if you look at the Pope's schedule, it's pretty hectic and pretty demanding. So someone who maybe is a little bit younger than our present Holy Father and has a few years of strength to give to the Church.
I'm looking for a little bit more liberal Pope. As a woman, I'd like to see a lot more for women. Truthfully.
But then, you know, we all have our different thoughts. I mean, there's 115 of them that are going to be voting. It's really anybody's guess, you know. You have your favorites, of course, but in the end, he's the one up there that makes the decisions.